This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:02 in the a.m. Bengals win 27-15. That's not what we wanted to happen, but that's what we expected to happen. The Bengals are now 2-2, Dolphins with their first loss of the year. But before we get to football, the X's and O's part about it, Ed, what we saw for Tua Tagovailoa was scary.
It's very scary.
The fingers cramped, not being able to move.
It's called a fencing response. It's like, that's an indication of, you know, brain injury.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it happens a lot in, you know, in professional sports. Happened to Flacco against the Dolphins years ago. And the one arm gets stiff and your fingers get like, it's like a, you know, an on guard stance. That's where that name comes from. But that's bad. He was in the military too for people with blast response. So it was scary. And you wonder, why the hell was he playing?
We also saw it, I believe, last year with one of the Chargers tight ends. He had it also on primetime game as well. His arm got stiff.
Yeah,
arms got stiff.
He was stiff as a board.
Yeah. Here's the fine line we
Parham.
Call. Who?
Donald Parham.
Yeah. Here's the fine line. Ronnie Stanley, we heard him in the update, and we think, come on, dude, I know you're ready to play. Tua, who says he should play, and we criticize the Dolphins for putting him back in the game last week and playing him again this week. That's the fine line we walk in the game of football. The NFLPA said we know he had a head injury. They said we know it. I don't care what your independent study says. Mm-hmm. We know it. Then he goes out. So let's say he didn't, but he goes out and you see this on Thursday night. Now the NFLPA is like, we told you. So I'm questioning this. Who's the real independent study?
I don't know.
Because this is supposed to be independent. Someone who doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah.
So how does he pass through the independent study if he really had a head injury?
I don't know. And I thought the rule was if you have one, you are automatically out the next game.
Yeah.
And he played. And then, of course, on a short week, he comes in and has that terrible, you know, people are scared. It's a scary thing to see when the hands, you know, curl up like that. And so I don't know. I don't know what he was doing on the field. And that's the big question. Everybody's talking about it. You know, why he was even playing.
Now the concussion protocol, Joe just told me something in my ear. The concussion protocol is by someone independent. That's what I mean by that. That's someone who doesn't work for the team or anybody when you go to concussion protocol. They're allegedly not supposed to have an axe to grind. Either way. I don't work for either one of you.
Yeah.
I'm only here to determine whether this player has a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
So if he really went through that and had one, then what is going on? And the NFLPA, as Joe just told me, they're doing their own investigation now.
Sure.
But, I mean, come on, man.
They do a lot. I mean, Dr. Curl took me up they took the media up for a tour of how they do this. Mm-hmm. They have independent spotters in the game that just look for stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
They look, you know, they have cameras all over the place. They can see the field. And they direct people. You look at, you know, with a 37, see what he looks like, he's got, you know, a concussion. So they do a lot. I just wonder why he was back in there.
Because we saw with the rubber legs after week three during that game. Now, he left the game and Bridgewater came in, but, you know, that looks like a head injury to me.
Yeah.
When you can barely stand on your own. He said it was a back injury, lower back injury. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. I've never had a lower back injury that made me wobble like that.
I have it now.
Okay.
you know, my stenosis. Sometimes I get up
and
my
legs. You had a good time last night.
I wish. No, because something it's like a, you know, a hose being squeezed the way you just you're not getting what you need, and you get a little weak in the legs.
Okay.
But you can concuss your spine too, because I learned that from Dr. Oh my goodness. Now I'm having a brain fart. But I remember this from my motorcycle accident. You know, when they told me you could actually concuss your spine as well as your brain. So, who knows?
So we shall see. Dolphins showed, I said it yesterday before the game, man. I just don't trust that Dolphins defense. Dolphins or the Bills, to be honest with you. But I don't trust that Dolphins
defense.
Or
the Ravens.
And, you know, let me ask you this. Who has a good defense now?
The Buccaneers, the Eagles.
Yeah. Very few teams.
Yeah.
Very few teams have, I mean, really good defenses because so much money now is spent on the offensive side of the football. If you pay a quarterback, then you got to pay people around them to make your quarterback look good to justify paying your quarterback.
Yeah, that and the fact that you got, I think Dallas is a good defense too. A good pass rush.
They got a good pass rush, I think that's it.
Yeah. But they've laid, not only did they spend so much money on the offense, but the rules have been bent to favor the offense so much. So it's really tough for the defenses now.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Was it an exciting game to you? Did it live up to the Thursday night billing? Because Thursday night football night and Sunday nights normally battle for the best games.
Yeah, they put up a lot of yards. A lot of yards. Two exciting teams. I think, you know, you had one team that's on the rise at the Dolphins who are undefeated going in. You got the defending AFC champs on the other side at home. I think it lived up to it. It was an exciting game. That whole injury to Tua cast a little bit of a pall over the game because you're like concerned about what, you know, nobody wants to see somebody get hurt like that. But because even the announcers were like shaking.
Yeah, they were. They were. T. Higgins with a big night, 7 catches for 124 yards and a touchdown. On the other side, Tariq Hill, 10 catches for 160 yards, no touchdowns, did not get in the end zone. Tariq Hill is a freak, man.
He's a problem. He really is. He's a problem.
He's an absolute freak. Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Eli in Parkville. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I heard what you said about, you know, who has a good defense nowadays in the NFL. And when I think about it, no one has a good defense because they changed all the rules to benefit the offensive players. So, I hate the way that the NFL is, but I actually used to like it when they used to play defense.
Eli, think about this. Even a good defense is subject to give up high 20, 30 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, every week. Even a good one, man. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Eli.
The only exception this year right now is Tampa. They've only given 9 points a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've given 27 points in 3 games.
And I'm not taking it away from the defense because I agree with you. They are good defense, but who have they played? The only prolific offense, I think, is the Packers. Yeah. And I don't know how prolific they are right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away because I agree with you. They are one of the top defenses. But I think that point total is also due to the fact that they haven't played a prolific offense.
They only gave up 3 points to the Cowboys, 10 to the Saints, and 12 to the Packers.
And remember, the Cowboys didn't score their first touchdown until week 3?
Yeah.
was it week 3?
I don't remember.
It was a long time.
They didn't score any touchdowns against them.
Yeah, so again, great defense, but I think some of that is due, that low point total is due a little bit to who's been on the schedule. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We stormed the castle at 6:30, but on the other side, Joe does the numbers. Ed and I try to knock them out. Ravens, Bills, over under, up next on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15 in the a.m. Get there safely, folks, if you're headed to work. If you're already on the road, watch the other person. Stop texting and driving. It can wait till you get there. It is some pressure. I'm telling you, Joe sets numbers that's like, dude, he should work for Vegas or someone.
He's pretty close.
Like, come on, man. How'd you come at that number? That's like the number that's just tantalizing. What do you want me to do with that? All right, over under week four, Buffalo Bills. If it were 2 years ago, Ed, we'd be approaching the quarter mark of the season.
Yeah.
Quarter mark plus one?
I guess.
Lamar Jackson, Joe has set the number for 299.5 total yards. Total yards. I am going over. Where are you going?
Over. I think he's going to have a good day both on the ground and in the air. And it's one of those things where, I mean, the Bills had a good day. They were very good defensively, but now they're really banged up.
Especially the secondary.
Especially the secondary. So I know I think he can run pretty much at anybody, and I think he's going to, you know, have a good passing day. Because if you look, there's one a few times, like the injury report, you know, we get from the Ravens, there's twice as many Bills players on it.
Yeah.
Twice as many. So, I mean, you know, cornerbacks out, safeties out.
You know why I think that helps his ability to run long, get break off a long one? Because you have DBs out there who are inexperienced. So they may be in chase mode a lot versus these receivers. So Lamar's running, and now all of a sudden you look up and he's up on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting him. Or may, you know, his ability to run may cause for wide open receivers. I just think it's going to be a huge point total for the Ravens.
So is Vegas, actually.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of points scored in this one.
Yeah, really, they have three cornerbacks who were limited this week, and Jordan Poirier, the safety. So you're talking about, that's a huge chunk of your secondary.
And was it Micah Hyde?
He's out.
He's out already. Yeah. That's what I mean. He's out for the season. So that's I think it's huge. In fact, Vegas has the over-under of 51. Bills favored by 3. Dobbins, J.K. Dobbins. Joe set the number for 9.5 carries. Over or under, Ed?
I'm going to go over. I don't. He's not going to get 20, but I say he gets like 12. So I think he's going to go over. They're going to, you know, I think bring him back slowly. What do you have last week, 7 or something?
7.
So, I mean, I could see him getting a couple. But he should definitely get a couple more this week.
I asked myself, would J.K. Dobbins get 10 carries? Can you see that in his second week? And the answer is no. I'm going under. I don't think he gets 10 carries. I think he gets back maybe 7, maybe 9, maybe at 9.
Maybe it's 9.5.
You know what? Maybe he shares a carry with Hill.
Maybe.
Let's go to Ravens defense. 2.5 takeaways. Are they going to take the ball away from the Buffalo Bills 3 times? It has to be at least 2 interceptions and a fumble. That's normally how that works out, unless you pick Josh Allen off 3 times. And will they do that? No. I don't see them doing that. I don't think they're getting 3 turnovers against Josh Allen.
I don't either. I went under on this. You know, they may get 1. I don't see them picking them off 3 times, though. If they do, it'd be a good day for us. But I don't see it, frankly.
If they get 3 turnovers, Ed, wouldn't you agree 2 of those turnovers would have to be fumble recoveries?
Yeah.
More so than interceptions. Mm-hmm. They'll have to have multiple fumble recoveries, not multiple interceptions.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. All right, Josh Allen. 299.5 yards passing. Over or under, Ed?
I'm going to go over in this. I just think, like, he's 3rd in the league in total yards. You know, he's averaging 338 yards a game in the air. So it's, you know, and he's the only guy's averaging almost 340 yards in the air a game against the worst passing defense in the NFL. So I can imagine him having a big day.
I think he's going over, no doubt about it. Yeah. I'm looking at 320, 330. I think these two teams are going to go back and forth. Hey, if you're going to the game at M&T Bank Stadium, just don't sit down. don't sit down. You know, start chanting defense as soon as they kick the ball off. Stephon Diggs, 99.5 yards receiving. I am going over. If he has 320-plus yards, Stephon Diggs is going to be a big part of that. I'm going over.
Yeah. I am too. I mean, I just think he's. I think they have a big day in the air. I don't think it's going to be a great day for the Ravens defense. It's a tough ask. Again, this is the guy who's averaging 114 yards a game.
Yeah.
And again, now against a very porous passing defense.
All right. Here's the one. Bills, 3.5 sacks over or under it.
This was the toughest one for me. I'm going over. Lamar sacked four times. It was last week. The Bills are they're tied, I think, with the Bucks. They're 3.7 sacks per game. So they're averaging 3 to 4 sacks a game.
Uh-huh.
They haven't done a great job protecting Lamar. He's done a better job protecting himself. So I'm going to go over.
Because of some of what we've heard, I'm believing I'm going to do this with the idea that Ronnie Stanley will be back. And we'll give you more of that later. You said, what's the average per game?
3.7.
That's because they had 7 in game 1. They have not had more than 2 since then in the game. They had 7, which is ridiculous, in game 1.
Yeah.
I think if they play the Rams again, they're not getting 7 sacks.
That was a big day.
Yeah. So that to me really brings that average up. They've had 2 sacks in the last 2 games apiece. So I'm not looking at that 3.7 number. I don't think they'll get 4 sacks against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. If you had 2.5, I could see him getting 3. I just can't see him getting 4 sacks on Sunday against the Ravens, especially if what I believe happens and Ronnie Stanley comes back.
I always think these sack numbers, though, for the Ravens are difficult to put on there because Lamar will go to take off and get tripped from behind, but if it's behind the line, it's call it a sack.
Right. Right.
So
yeah.
I think he got sacked 4 times the other game, but really only 2 of them were where
sacks.
He got swallowed up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good point, too, for the offensive line.
You know, I always inflate those a little bit for that.
Well, because it's possible. You know that. He's gone out and gotten sacked 4 or 5 times before. It's not a crazy number. The Bills have the ability to get 4 or 5 sacks against them.
Sure.
They just hadn't done it since week 1. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Ed North, Rob Long. First Responder Friday. Ed, I'm going to throw another number out for you. All right? We both agree that they have to have a big day passing the football, right? We both agree that if you and I played against them, that Mark Andrews would be our primary target in terms of the defense.
Your game plan on defense. You mean.
So as far as wide receivers, who has a bigger day, Rashad Bateman or Devin Duvernay?
I say Bateman. I think Bateman just a little. I like Duvernay a lot. I think Bateman just a little bit better. I like his. He's given us the yards after catch we never got with Brown.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to go Bateman because I think Bateman's going to have a big one.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that secondary. Mm-hmm. I think Bateman's going to have a big one. I think he's going to have one where he catches 15, 20-yard one and take it to the house for another 40 or 50.
Maybe a 7-yard one he takes to the house.
Yeah, he had
to see. He can do that.
The 75-yard pass was on the 9-yard pass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something of that nature. He took it to the house. So I think Bateman, he may not destroy him in terms of volume catches, but I think he's going to have a big one. I think Lamar might have a big one running the ball, too, on Sunday.
I think both teams have big offensive days.
410-583-1057, that's the number. We give you our week 4 picks, including the Ravens at 6:45. But on the other side, it's the day of the coordinators as they speak. We also hear from Ronnie Stanley. Up next, we storm the castle on the Fan. 6:31 in the a.m. on this First Responder Friday. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Right here on the Fan, we storm the castle. Ed, what do you think Ronnie Stanley wants to see in order for him to declare himself ready for Sunday?
I have no idea. He's practiced fully this week. When you see guys practice,
Angel of the Lord
Wednesday, Thursday, they're playing. I don't know.
I don't know either. But this is what Ronnie Stanley had to say about what he needs to see to be ready.
Just from being out on the field and I think taking consistent reps and just by the way it feels and making sure I have the flexibility and the things that I need to be able to play my position.
What do you think Greg Roman feels about that?
I don't know. I don't know what Harbaugh feels about that. He sounds like he said some things that make me think he's a little impatient with this. Not real happy.
Greg Roman talked about what he's seen from Ronnie Stanley in practice.
I really think he's made some great strides. He's out there, looks explosive. I mean, everybody's joking with him that he's got fresh legs,
but as good as I've seen him look. You know, he hadn't played ball in about 2 years, though, so there'll be definitely an acclimation period for him, which we're going through now, and love where he's at. You know, I was really encouraged by how he's looking. I'd say arrow up all the way.
Arrow's up. That's basically his offensive coordinator said he's ready.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
That's another shot in the dark. He's ready.
Well, Harbaugh said, you know, when Ronnie feels he's ready, he'll play. To me, that's like, okay. That's a bit of a shot.
Bill's defense can get to the quarterback. Can they do anything else that scares you?
Not now. I mean, I think they had a good secondary. They had a good defense until everybody got hurt. Micah Hyde's a big blow to them.
Huge.
That's a big blow.
This is what our offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, had to say about the Bills' defense.
Getting ready for a really good Buffalo team. Their defense has been really good every year, really, since Sean got there. And when you really think about it, when they're just putting it together, their defense was always at the top of the league. After 3 weeks, I think they're ranked number one, two, or three in just about every category. So we got our work cut out for us. They got a really good D-line pass rush. Got some elite pass rushers. We all know Von Miller, Rousseau. The interior players, and then, you know, their linebackers are outstanding, probably the best linebacking core we've seen. You know, they've had some injuries in the secondary, but they look pretty good to me last week. So they're doing a good job. We got our work cut out for us. We're working hard and looking forward to the challenge for sure.
I think Rousseau has more sacks than Von Miller because people always focus on Miller because who he is. But Rousseau's very good too.
Vailele had to play a position that he wasn't used to. People think because you're an offensive lineman, you can play anywhere on an offensive line. That's not the case.
No, and it's also for a man that big. I mean, you got to remember, this man is 6'8", 380. So it's I can't imagine he's that fast. So left tackle's tough when you get the premier rusher you're facing every week. So we'll see. I mean, and putting it's like everything else too. I always equate it to you're an orthodox boxer, and they tell you to box southpaw. All right, change your hands. No, I can't. Now you got to change your kick leg and everything else.
Yeah.
Instead of your right leg kicking back, it's your left leg now. You've been playing right tackle for years. So it's very different.
I used to have Spencer Folau on the show when I was on another station. He's come on every Friday. And I asked him the difference of playing left and right. He said, okay, you were a pretty good hitter. He said, what'd you bat, right-handed or left-handed? I said, bat right-handed. He said, okay, what if coach told you to go bat left-handed?
Right.
That would be an adjustment for me. I don't know if I could. He said, not everybody can switch hit.
No.
He said, that's the offensive line.
Very few people can.
Yeah, the offense. That's playing left and right. Everything. Yeah. He said, when you go to that left-handed batter's box, everything changes. Mm-hmm. Your eye changes.
Your dominant eye, which one?
Yeah. He said, everything changes. This is what Greg Roman had to say about that.
I mean, there's different ways to go with it. You can kind of say, oh, my gosh, he's in the game. We're going to just, we're going to get inside a little tent, and we're not going to do much and just hope for the best. Or you can see how he's doing, to your point, and, assess, okay, we're going to need to do this, that, and the other. And there's kind of a middle ground there, too, where, you might call certain things to help him out, but still try to be aggressive with your plan. Last week, I'd say I kind of just kept it rolling, saw what was going on, and, made some adjustments.
And I think they made some considering – the situation, Ed. You know me. I don't give Greg Roman too much credit for anything. Mm-hmm. But I think, under the circumstances, I think they made some pretty good adjustments last week.
I think so too. He's putting together, an offensive line because he's handicapped with this.
Yeah.
Honestly, he just is. It's just the way they put it. He's handicapped with this. He's trying to put together the best offensive line he can, and I think he has it. And people, they gotta give him a little credit. They beat him up all of the time. But you're talking about a team that's, they're putting up a lot of yards a game. They put up 380 yards a game, and 33 points.
Now,
lead the league.
The news we got yesterday, Michael Pierce, out for the season, torn biceps.
That's a gut punch.
Going to have surgery. It's a gut punch?
Yeah. He was playing well. I think it's a big loss for the Ravens. That's a shame. When I heard he was on, he's on IR.
That's the biggest loss we've had all year.
Yeah.
We talk about guys on the IR.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest loss you've had. And I agree with you. He was balling.
He was. He was playing good.
I thought the linebacker was going to play a little bit better behind him, but he was absolutely just cleaning clocks, man.
Yeah.
And, I think you described it perfectly. It was a gut punch. That's how I felt about it when I heard it. Well, defensive coordinator Mike McDonald has to figure things out. This is what he had to say about the loss of Pierce.
Mike was playing great, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But the thing I think we have with our D-line depth is there's guys to step in, and it's obviously a challenge for Travis moving forward, but he's up for it. And, you know, we'll see what happens, just kind of on how we mix and match the pieces. But, yeah, it's anytime someone goes down, presents challenges, and personally you feel for him with all the work that he's put in.
I agree. Personally, you feel for him, but somebody's got to step up. The good news is, Ed, Justin Houston is questionable at this moment, so he's not out. And Patrick McCurry is questionable, so he's not out as well. You know, Tua was questionable yesterday. He played.
He should have been out.
He should have been out. I mean, this is a game that I'm excited for. Like people get afraid of playing opponents like this because they're tough opponents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the other way around. This is where you figure out how good you really are.
You have to know, yeah.
You know, you're going to have to beat one of these teams to go to the Super Bowl. You're not playing the worst teams in the league in the playoffs. You're playing the best.
And if you have a good year, you're going to play a first-place schedule next year.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
So I'm looking at – I'm excited about this game. Win or lose. If they win, then we know where the Ravens are.
Yeah.
If they lose – and
how'd they lose?
You can walk away and think, you know, we got to put this together, got to put that together. I compare it to the losses that this team has had in the past. You know, the best loss of the 2019 season.
It's the Chiefs.
Was Cleveland. That was the best loss of the year in 2019. They went 2-2 on the year, and they didn't lose another game in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking about.
When they exposed the Ravens.
Yeah, the other one, yeah.
They showed all their weaknesses. Well, they did them a favor.
I thought, was that 2020?
I don't remember.
Was 2020, I think. Yeah,
but they showed all their weaknesses.
I think Cleveland came in here, hung 40. You know, I didn't know how your boy Chubb was going to run the next week. I thought he ran out of gas here because he couldn't stop running up and down the field against us, man. Check his status for next week. That was the best loss of the year for them, and they didn't look back. They whipped everybody's ass until the playoffs started. So sometimes you get those losses when you're like, well, okay. All right. That's fine. We'll see you later. I think the Kansas City loss you're talking about. Yeah, Kansas City loss was 2020.
Whatever.
They lost 34-20.
Yeah.
And it was really worse than that because one of the touchdowns was a kickoff return. Remember?
Yeah. No, I know. I remember saying after that game, I was like, well, there was a terrible loss, but they did them a favor.
Yep.
Because you really showed them where you were weak.
And the 2019 loss I'm talking about was at home. They had just lost to Kansas City on the road, but it wasn't bad. It was a 33-28 loss. But then Cleveland came into town and whipped them 40-25. And they didn't turn back for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Look, a college football preview at 7:15. Can't wait for that. But on the other side, week 4 picks, including the Ravens, up next on the Fan. Lamar versus Josh Allen, the premier matchup we'll talk about at 7 o'clock. But right now, we're making our picks. My guess is wait a minute.
What?
I thought I had Cincinnati winning yesterday.
You did.
I got confused with your picks because you didn't write your names on them. Whose ex is that?
That's not mine. I never make X's. I make checks.
That may have been mine because I changed. Remember what you called me later?
Okay. Yeah. So you went back. Okay. Just switch that.
I'll just put my initials
on. That's why I texted you, Ed, because I was like, this says Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, because before, during the show, I said, I'm changing my pick.
Yeah,
and then you called me later, and I said Cincinnati.
All right. So then everybody's want to know because Jeremy was Cincinnati also.
All right. So let's go to Minnesota. Minnesota versus New Orleans. Ed, how you like this one?
I'm going to go with Minnesota. New Orleans is 1-2. They're not playing all that well. And this is a neutral field. This is the London game, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, there's no home field advantage here. I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Man, I'm telling you what. Jameis Winston is being very benevolent. He's giving it away, throwing interceptions. That's not a good thing.
That's what he does.
I'm going Minnesota in this one as well. Cleveland versus Atlanta, what you like?
I like Cleveland. I think Cleveland is coming around, and Atlanta is not a They put up a lot of yards, a lot of points, but I think Cleveland's just a better football team, so I think Cleveland wins this game in Atlanta.
Cleveland scared me because it looked like they're going to stay above water until Deshaun Watson gets back.
Mm-hmm.
It started to scare me a little bit, man. Jacoby Brissett is a little bit better than I thought. I'm going Cleveland too. Washington versus Dallas, and I like the Commandos in this one.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
In Dallas.
All the way.
All right. I'm taking the guys from the Lone Star State there. I'm going with the Cowboys.
You going with the Cowboys?
I have no faith in Washington.
I have no faith in the Cowboys either.
Well, you just want to piss off.
Cooper Rush is going to crap the bed eventually. Seattle versus Detroit. Man, I think they're going to reach up and bite them in the knees. I think they beat the Seattle Seahawks in Detroit.
Yeah, I do too. You're going with the Lions then.
Yeah,
I do too. I think the Lions are quietly, I think, you know, people give them, they talk about hype from the Hard Knocks. And everybody, you know, with Dan Campbell and everybody's darling. I think Detroit's just a much improved football team. And what people probably don't know is it third in the league in actual offensive yards. And they're second in the league behind the Ravens in points scored per game. So I think the Lions win this one.
Tennessee versus Indianapolis, what you like, Ed?
I don't know who the Colts are, but I'm picking them. This was one of mine. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Colts.
I'm going with the Colts, too. I don't know who they are either. This may be one of those low-scoring snore fests.
It's shut out by the Jaguars. They beat the Chiefs. It's like, I don't know who they are.
Chicago at New York Giants.
I'm going with the G-Men.
I think, you know, G-Men.
Yeah, I'm going with the G-Men. They're at home. I think they're another improved team. Not a great team, but an improved team. I think they beat Chicago in New York.
That's straight old school there. I'm going with the G-Men, too. I think I like what I saw on Monday Night Football for them against the Cowboys. That team, they need to protect Daniel. I don't know if Daniel Jones is good or not because he can't stay upright. He might be pretty decent.
I have no idea who he is.
I think it's going to be tougher than you think. Jacksonville at Philly. I think Philly wins, but it's going to be a close one, Ed.
I agree. This was tough. I almost went with Jacksonville. I did too. I'm assuming they're underdog here. Philly's at home. And Philly's, you know, they're undefeated. But, you know, Philly's not going 17-0, so they could lose a couple games this year. I was wondering if this is one of them, but I caved, and I went with the Eagles at home.
I went with them, too. New York Jets at Pittsburgh, another one I think is going to be closer than you think. Mm-hmm. But at home, I'm going with Pittsburgh because they're playing. They are the Jets. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going with Pittsburgh, too. And the MILF snatcher is back this week. But
you can't say those two words consecutively like that.
Why?
Because that makes me giggle.
He's back.
Zach Wilson, you can't put those words together.
He's playing this week. So I don't know how ready he is for the Steelers. So I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Making people on the road tingle. All right, Chargers versus Houston. What do you like?
Chargers. They got soundly humiliated, so I think they're going to come back and take care of business against Houston. There is a problem. Bosa's out they say maybe back there later in the season, but that's optimistic. It's a big blow.
I got Houston.
Really?
Losing this one to the Chargers.
Okay.
Ain't no way in the world they're going to lose to the Houston. I'm about to say Houston Astros. Wouldn't lose to them either, Houston Texans. Arizona versus Carolina. Who you got?
I don't know. I went with the Cardinals. I can't tell. There's another team I thought was going to be real good. I cannot tell who they are. They're 1-2 right now. I thought they'd be better than that to start the season. They've given up a lot of points. With reluctance, I'm going to go with Arizona.
We don't know the status of Mac Jones, high ankle sprain. We're going day to day. I don't think he'll be ready on this day, not Sunday. And I think they're going up against Brian Hoyer, who I think has lost 12 in a row, 12 starts in a row or something like that. Ridiculous. Anyway, he lost a lot of starts in a row. He'll continue that streak. Green Bay destroys New England. What you got?
Did you pick the Arizona-Carolina game?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got Arizona.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have Green Bay as well. I just think Green Bay is starting to find it. They're coming around. Not, you know, they didn't put up a lot of points against Tampa, but they did win the game on the road, so I'm going to go Green Bay at home.
Denver versus Las Vegas. Las Vegas is the only winless team in the National Football League. They go home. I don't know what home field advantage means there. However, I think it means something this week. Denver can't score, and you can't make them, and I think Las Vegas wins this one.
Denver's only scored 43 points this year.
Yeah, three games.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with Vegas just because I can't. They're not going to go 0-17. They're at home. I mean, you know, when people are due, I think they're due. I think they win.
Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. What you got, Edward?
I'm going to go with Tampa at home here in a very, you know, a tough game. Two great quarterbacks. I just give Tampa the edge because they're playing to Ray J and they'll. Oh, are they playing in Tampa?
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They've already determined. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
I would say Patrick Mahomes is not losing two in a row, but somebody has to because Tampa lost last week.
Right. That's true.
The two great quarterbacks, somebody has to lose two in a row. I think this week is going to be Tom Brady. I have Kansas City going on the road to defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah. All right.
They get Evans back this week, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the one we've been waiting for, Buffalo at Baltimore. Give me a score and a winner.
Oh, man.
See, if you notice how I timed that out, you were going first for this one.
I am so torn in this game. And this
you
is
me both.
Somehow my gut tells me Buffalo's going to win. But then I'm like, the secondary is so beat up, and this doesn't matter because it's going to be an offensive, you know, a big scoring day for both. You know, it could be like 37-34 somebody.
That's close.
Huh?
No, my score, that's close.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I think it's going to be a close game that's incredibly high scoring. I don't see the Baltimore Ravens stopping the Bills at all on offense, but I don't see the Bills stopping the Ravens. Stanley's back and JK's healthy. Initially I picked Buffalo. I think I'm going to pick Baltimore and I'm going to go 37-34.
I was going to say, if your gut is telling you Buffalo, you need to eat better, my friend. The Ravens are going to win this one on Sunday. It is going to be up and down the field. What was yours?
37-34.
Mine is 34-31 Ravens.
Yeah.
This is going to be, I'm telling you, don't, seats are optional on Sunday. They're optional. Because this is going to be a barn burner. A barn burner. Both quarterbacks will have 300 yards passing.
Yeah, they both have 100 yards rushing.
I was about to say, both quarterbacks will have big, will use their legs to get first downs as well. These are the premier quarterbacks in the National Football League this week, and we'll talk about that next. But right now, let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What it do?
Good morning, fellas.
Hey,
I wish Jeremy was here, man. I wanted to get on him because last week he had the Patriots beating the Ravens and he had the Giants beating the Cowboys, you know, and don't tell him else what he had wrong last week, you know, but, you know, he's always wrong. But
He had the best week of all of us last week.
He was 12-4 last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
I guess, well, we know what four of them losses was, right? Okay. Two of them. But I got the Ravens 30-27 over the Bills. I don't think it's going to be as high as y'all said it was going to be because it's going to be raining. So it's going to affect the play of the game. And also, you said something earlier. Y'all think, what was you, Rob? You picked the Commanders over the Cowboys?
Yep.
You said Cooper Rush was going to wet the bed eventually, man.
He's going to crap the bed.
Crap the bed. Well, you know he's undefeated as a starter, right?
Yeah.
And he's playing lights out. And
was that 3-0?
Yeah, it was 3-0.
Okay. 2-0.
No, one last year.
Don't count it.
In prime time. And what you think about Jerry Jones saying that we can possibly, you know, trade Cooper Rush for a second round pick, man? You know,
I think he's been up. I think people will want him, but I don't think he'll get a second round.
I think he's sipping on the scissor. That's what he's doing. Ain't no way in the world somebody get you a second round draft pick for Cooper. Cooper Rush. Maybe Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp for sure.
But not Cooper Rush. Yeah. Get out of here, man, with that stuff. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Right here on The Fan. We talk some college football at 7:15, but on the other side, is Lamar versus Josh Allen the premier quarterback matchup in the league? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.